Job, chapter 24. Why are times not laid up by the Almighty? And why don't those who know him see his days? They move the landmarks. They violently take away flocks, and feed them. They drive away the donkey of the fatherless. They take the widow's ox for a pledge. They turn the needy out of the way. The poor of the earth all hide themselves. Look, as wild donkeys in the desert. They go forth to their work, seeking diligently for food. The wilderness yields them bread for their children. They cut their fodder in the field. And they glean the vintage of the wicked. They lie all night naked without clothing. And have no covering in the cold. They are wet with the showers of the mountains. And embrace the rock for want of a shelter. They pluck the fatherless from the breast. And take a pledge of the poor. So that they go about naked without clothing. And being hungry they carry the sheaves. They make oil inside their walls. They tread their winepresses, and suffer thirst. From out of the populous city men groan. And the soul of the wounded cries out. Yet God does not regard the folly. These are of those who rebel against the light. They don't know its ways. Nor remain in its paths. The murderer rises with the light. He kills the poor and needy. And in the night he is as a thief. The eye also of the adulterer waits for the twilight. Saying, no eye will see me. And he disguises his face. In the dark they dig through houses. They shut themselves up in the daytime. They don't know the light. For the morning is to all of them as thick darkness. For they know the terrors of the thick darkness. Swiftly they pass away on the face of the waters. Their portion is cursed in the earth. They don't turn into the way of the vineyards. Drought and heat consume the snow waters. So does Sheol those who have sinned. The womb will forget him. The maggot will feed sweetly on him. He will be remembered no more. And unrighteousness will be broken as a tree. He devours the barren who does not bear. And does not do good to the widow. Yet God preserves the mighty by his power. He rises up who has no assurance of life. God gives them to be in security, and they rest on it. And his eyes are on their ways. They are exalted, yet a little while, and they are gone. Yes, they are brought low, they are taken out of the way as a dried up flower. And are cut off as the tops of the ears of grain. And if it is not so now, who will prove me a liar? And make my speech worth nothing?